Bez Hashem, we're learning Pelayot's Isbation 154, discussing the topic of Bizoyun. Bizoyun means disgrace. We have been learning to make sure that we do not disgrace anyone, any person, anything, and as well as ourselves. We should be careful not to disgrace ourselves. What is one of the worst ways a person can disgrace himself? And that is by violating the Ratzon Hashem. And we have to view, says the Pelayot's, our behavior as follows, similar to what the Ramchal tells us, is also that it's not according to the level of the violation of, you know, if I can use an example from sports. You could play basketball and you could foul. You're playing basketball and you push, you hit the other opponent. So you get a foul. Well, there's a foul and there's a technical foul. And then there's a flagrant foul. These are different levels of a foul. Yes, there's a foul, but one is you're just running to try to get the ball and you accidentally hit the other player. Well, that's called you're penalized now. That's called a foul. But there's a technical foul, which is even worse. There's a flagrant foul. Your mommy, she went out after the person. That's not how we're supposed to view our behavior. Says the Pelayot's, the way we're supposed to view our behavior is that every single mitzvah was mitzvah to us, was commanded for us to do by Hashem. And it's not a matter of it's a smaller mitzvah, it's a bigger mitzvah, it's a smaller aveira, it's a bigger aveira. No, that's not the mindset we're supposed to have. It's all a matter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mitzvah. And if it's a derabanan, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chachamim, the Koyach, the power of enacting this Gezeirah or Takana. And therefore we have to make sure we follow suit and fulfill or don't violate this Takana as well or this Gezeirah. And it's the more a person respects himself, the more a person realizes the greatness, the gadlus ha'odom, the greatness of who he is. How could he want to violate the Ratzon Hashem? A person should look in the mirror and realize he is looking at it, Selam Elokim. Now don't become haughty because of it, but a person should look in the mirror and say, look how great I am. Every man should do this and every lady should do this. And don't do it with other people around. They're going to think you're crazy. But you look in the mirror and you realize you're at Selam Elokim. If you're at Selam Elokim, what greater thing in the world can you do than follow the mitzvahs of Hashem? Absolutely nothing. That is the greatest thing to do. To do the Ratzon Hashem. Well, what does Hashem want me to do? 613. I'm not giving you the code to get into the building. This is 613, which usually is the code, by the way. Okay. The greatest thing we can do in our lives is to give ourselves the chashivas, which is the opposite of bizoyin. When a person doesn't value himself, you know what he doesn't value? He doesn't value the mitzvahs. He doesn't value HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him a mitzvah to do. He's mevaza himself. Don't look at the komus aveira, at the aveira itself. But the greatness of the king that commanded what to do. And that's what we do many times when we hear something from someone, or we hear or we see a report came out. Well, who took the report? What are the statistics? What are their expertise? What's their value? So we have to value. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who said to do something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who said not to do something. If a person learned a lot of Torah, this should be our biggest problem, by the way. If a person learned a lot of Torah, and he did a lot of mitzvahs and did a lot of chesed and staka. Beautiful. I call Yikdan Beinov. Negad Goydel Chiyuvoy. he should lower in his own eyes everything he did, according to the responsibility and the obligation, according to what he has to do, and according to what he can do. And think to himself, am I being didactic? Am I being as precise and careful with every single mitzvah? Crossing every T, dotting every I. When I wash my hands or my rishonim before I eat bread, am I just pouring the water on my hand, not seeing how much water is coming on the hand? Am I talking while I'm washing my hands, which all of these things we said, learning not how to do that? I'm not going to even go into the talking in the shul. Of course, no one does that. No one talks in the shul. How could a conversation like this even exist? Especially now during a milchama in Eretz Yisrael. You know, I want to tell you something. I'm saying this in the recording. I want to tell you something. I was driving in over here, and I see a word on a car, and I read the word wrong. The word said mortgages. You know what I read? I read hostages. That was in my head. That was in my head. I took another look. I said, what? I looked at the word, but I saw something similar, some little similar letters. And this is what popped into my head. This is what's going on right now. We need to mechazek each other. And no matter what we do, we shouldn't be complacent. You should feel good, you accomplish. If you don't feel good, you accomplish, then that's the Yetzer Hara. But don't feel overly excited. Don't feel overly good. Because if we do, then we come and sit back. Ah, I get my check. I did my learning for the day. I learned 10 minutes. You know what 10 minutes is? Try to keep your hands straight up in the air for 10 minutes. You won't be able to do it. It's try to keep buckets of water in your hand for 10 minutes. I learned for 10 minutes. Person should not pat himself on the back too hard. Because if he does, then he becomes complacent and I don't have to do better. Rabbi Isai, we all have to do better. Let us mechazik ourselves. Let us mechazik others. And let it be a schus for a chayin b'nei Yisrael. Anusunim batzor of a shivya. We should only hear b'shus and refuahs.